I was listening to Rabbi Luban's introduction to all the shmuzim last week. I heard him say that a good shmuz has to be something new that I heard, teaching you something new. This would be a chiddush. I heard him say that it should be muchruch. Then I had to leave. So I don't know if there was anything else it was supposed to be. Hopefully only two things.
It's supposed to be
inspirational. Oh, it's supposed to be inspirational. Okay. I was inspired. Okay, so this shmuz is on the parsha. It's only one shmuz with tziyurim to embellish the chiddush, but it's only one shmuz. So don't get nervous about the multitude of mar mekamos. So the pasuk starts off in this week's parasha. V'hoyah ki sabo la'aretz. When you come into the land, asher melokecha nosin l'cha nachla, you'll inherit the land, and you'll take meracious kol pri adama from the land, v'samta batena, you put in the basket, v'lachta l'amokam asher yivchar asher melokecha, you'll bring it to the place that Hashem chooses for you. You'll bring it to the Kohen that is there at those times. And you'll tell him so on and so forth. I came to the land that Hashem promised our forefathers to give us. That's the pasuk. And Rashi says, "Vamarta elav." Well, the first Rashi, "In lechel a kohen shehu biyamecha k'mo shehu." Whatever kohen is there during your days, whatever, however he is, we may discuss that. "Vamarta elav she'en chakafoy tova," and you'll tell him that she'en chakafoy tova, that you are not an ingrate. Sifsa Chavim here adds something very important. Shein Chakofoy Tova. Lomar to say, Kochenu va'otzim yadenu osalanu asachay lazeh. It was our own strength that brought us to where we are, lichbo shesaretz, to conquer the land. Kochi va'otzim yadi. It's my own arrogance. It is arrogance. It's our own strength that got us into this land, that we captured the land, and we were victorious over the great nations, El HaKadosh. But no, we say that, we don't think that. We're not kafoy tova to say such a thing. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu nishba los eslanu v'kayim eshvuasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us, and he promised to us, rather, and he fulfilled his promise to us. It's pretty quite a statement. They're not kofoy tov to say that kochi v'otzim yadi is what gave us this land, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this land. Imam is fascinating, but it's fascinating by its own right, but just to speak it out. I think I already heard the magnitude of such a delusion. This is delusionary. Let's go a little further before I bring out the chiddush. So the pasuk says in Chukas, "Lo nosan sichon." Now this is the kibush aretz. I'm going back to the Kibush Aretz, Sichon and Og. What happened? How did they get into Eretz Yisrael? Lo nosan Sichon Yisrael ava begvulo, and Sichon did not allow Klal Yisrael to go through his land. Vayesov Sichon es kol amo, so Sichon mobilized his troops. Vayetzi likras Yisrael midbara, and they said, okay, let's go attack. Vayovo yotza vayilachem Yisrael. Okay, so Rashi brings down Vayetze Likras Yisrael. Ilu Haisa Cheshbon Mleya Yitushin. This was the waged war in Cheshbon. If Cheshbon would have been filled with Yitushin, it just would have had whatever mosquitoes. Ain Kol Ber Yechol Lekavsha. You could no one could infiltrate Cheshbon. V'mahaya Sichon B'Kfar Cholosh. If Sichon would have been in a very weak village, Ain Kol Adam Yechol Lekavsha. Nobody could attack it. B'Kol Shkein Shchayi B'Cheshbon. Certainly Cheshbon, which was even more. More of a fortress. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mani Matria Chabonai Kolzos. I don't have to bother Klal Yisrael. I have to go into each of the villages and fight. It's a waste of time. Mani Matria Chabonai Kolzos. Lotzer Akol Iri Ir to go into every city. I want them to win. They have to go schlep from city to city. It's hard enough to go to Walgreens. Nosan Belev Kol Anshel Mechama Lotzes Meir. So he put into the mind of every soldier in Sichon to leave their posts. They all got in the same time. Oh, we have a great strategy. Let's leave our posts from high, from low, and all around. Why should we have the perimeter covered? Makes no sense. Let's all gather together in the open field. Visham naflu, and that's where they all died. Umisham halchi Yisrael el harim, and then from there, Klal Yisrael were victorious, went to the cities. There was nobody there. Kien sham ish el anashim v'taf. The only people left were women and children. It was easy pickings. Can you imagine? So why should they have to go and fight every city by themselves? So he put into the minds of all the armies of Sichon, and they all left their posts. It's a great strategy for war. Just only have one flank covered. And this way, sounds like we'll win, right? And then these great seasoned war veterans all lost their lives, and Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. That was Sichon. What happened with Og? So the Gemara in Brachas brings down, Rashi brings it down also in Chukas, quotes the Gemara in Brachas. Eben shebikesh Og melech habashim lizrog al Yisrael, Gemara Gemirla. They're talking about different rocks. The rock of Moshe, that's the Gemara. So Omar, so this is the legend. The Gemara says this is brought down, Gemara Gemirla. It's brought down through Masara. What happened with Og? Omar Machni Yisrael Kamahava. So Og said, how large is Klal Yisrael? Havatlas a Parsi. They told him there are three Parsos. Azil, so he went. The Iker Tura Bartlasa Parsi. And he picked up a rock, a mountain, that was three Parsos long. Well, this is what he said to himself. The Ishti Elihu, I'll throw it on them, the Tilinhu, and I'll kill them. Sounds easy. They're three parsos in diameter, Israel. I'll pick up a rock and I'll throw it at them, and that'll be the end. Ozal, he went. Okar Tura Bartlosa Parsi. So he picked up a rock, three parsos. I'm probably not doing justice. Anybody know how big three parsos are? It's big.
4 mil?
Sounds right. You convinced me. But Ayisi al Reshe, he put it over his head, and he was going to drop it. The Ayisi Kutcha Brichu, what did Kadosh Brichu do? The Ayisi Kutcha Brichu Alea Kamsi. HaKadosh Brichu sent, Rashi says, ants. The Nagvua, and they bore a hole in the middle of this mountain, v'nochis b'tzavari, and it ended up around his neck. Havaboy lemishlefa. He wanted to take it off his neck. So mashchi shine lahaygis lahaygisa lamas mishla. So his teeth sounds like they became long like fangs, and he couldn't get it over his neck because his teeth like jutted out, and he couldn't get it off his head. V'hanu d'ksiv. That's what it means. Shine rishoim shibarta. The teeth of Rishoim, did you break? Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, then Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, my deksiv, shine Rishoim, shibarta, al tikri shibarta, ela shirvarta. Not that you broke the teeth, but shivarta, you elongated the teeth. So Moshe kama have. Moshe, how tall was he? Eser amos. Moshe was 10 amos tall. Approximately, whatever, 15, 16 feet. Shokil Narga Bar Eser Amen. He picked up an axe that was 10 amas long. Shovar Eser Amen. And he jumped 10 amas. Umachya Bekasulei Bekatle. And he chopped off Og's ankles and killed him. What a great story. This is how Klai Yisrael got into Eretz Yisrael. Okay? People, obviously, over here who were around. This is the story. And they're going to come and say, Kochi v'otzem yadi osolon asachayel azeh lichlosh aretz. You know how we got into Eretz Yisrael? By our own might. We were so mighty strong. You know what we did? We used great military strategy, and we somehow duped them into coming to the open fields. And then we killed them. And you know how we got Og? We had him right where we wanted him. We told him to pick up a rock. And then we bore a hole in the rock. And we made his teeth grow. It's craziness. It's delusionary. Yet we see that the Yetzer Hara can go so far to convince us to the extent that there has to be a mitzvah that a person should say, got me to the Kohen, that I'm not a Kafoy Tov. I recognize that it was only El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nishba Lose Eslonu V'Kiyem Eshvuasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised it to us, and he fulfilled his promise. You think that's not possible today? Remember by I was too young, but, the Six-Day War, what people were saying by the Six-Day War, it was like, Israeli Defense Forces, if it was all, the same thing was all. It's mamish, a nez galui. And even now, so we have the Iron Dome. Every possible excuse we could say, evidently there's a very big Yetzer Hara to take kochi v'otzem yadi, to not be able to pronounce HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nishba Loseh Shlana V'Kiyem Eshvuaso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this for me. So if you Makir Tov, then you owe it. Just to add to the point, as if it needs Vayar Bolak, the Pasuk says right after Chukas, Adam before some Lemluman Muhammad, Balak was a genius military strategist. He was a seasoned general. Kramu Hatov, Tova Tami Balak ben Tzipor ben Moav, Rosh Abikesh Yisrael Lavar Beret Sichon. He saw that Klai Yisrael wanted to go to Sichon, Ukshlonosan Lavar Echirumu, but they wouldn't let them go. Sichon, Verosh, Shenotzku Lobederech Tachbulos Muhammad. What did Balak see? He saw that Klai Yisrael were victorious not through the usual means of war. It wasn't through hand-to-hand combat and that they happened to be victorious. It was just law b'derech hateva. So it's like we have to pronounce our recognition of the Ribbono Shel'olam's input here on something that even Balak was able to deher. Was lo b'derech takpulos milchama. Just to go just a little further, I could be I'm getting pressing my luck. The Rambam says, I was on a roll. The Rambam says, Hamevias Mikurim Yeshlo Rishus Litnim, the Avdo Vako Vachol Aderech Hachemagil Harbayas. He can give it to his Eved and his relatives until he gets the Harbayas. He Gil Harbayas, when he gets the Harbayas, no Tala Salak Sefer, he puts the basket on his shoulder by himself. Vafil Hayim Melech Godol should be Yisrael. Even if he's a melech gadol, v'nichnas hachemigil azar v'korei odeu asalak seifo, he got it yayom l'Hashem lokecha. Even the melech Yisrael has to make this pronouncement. U'morid hasal, then he takes the sal off from his shoulders. V'olso besvosov, he between his lips. V'koyim maniach yado tachta v'menef, he does the tenufa v'korei. And he says, Arami Ovid Avi, goes through the whole chesed from the beginning of time. Achegomer kol ha-parsha minichu b'tzadam mizbeach, and he puts it on the side of mizbeach, b'keren dromus, aravis, the west, southwestern corner, b'dromus shel keren yishtach v'yetze. It means a carbon shlomim afterwards. It's like you would think that this fellow, you know, so he's bringing the Bikurim, but that's not enough. He's Ramesh schlepping, he's going to Eretz Yisrael, to the Harabayas, he's putting the basket on his shoulder, every tenua he's doing, afterwards he puts it down, he says, Arami Ovid Avi, he brings a carbon shlomim, but it sounds like every prat is necessary. If he wouldn't make this, say this prat, of he got it to you, okay, that's what he's saying, that it wouldn't be complete. He has to be able to say that it was not kochi v'otzem yadi, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With all the actions he's going on, it's not enough to go to Yerushalayim and to bring the carbon shlomim. He has to enunciate. It wasn't kochi v'otzem yadi. And I don't know if this you'll agree with this one, but the Sfarno says on the words uvasal kohen asher yia b'yamim mahem afal pi shelo yia gadol b'chachma, even though this kohen's a shtickel, not such a tam chacham. Lo sechta milidabri mo bekavod. You have to still not hold back from speaking to him with kavod. It sounds like, you know, based on who the person was, you on your own would maybe not speak to him with such reverence. Like he doesn't deserve that necessarily. Even though normally you only speak with this kind of derech kavod to a melech or a navi, not what he necessarily deserves. You have to say it, but derech kavod. The point I deheard is that this pronouncement that I'm not a kafoy tov, you would think at least if you're going to the Navi, you're going to Shmuel Navi, you go and pronounce it before Moshe Rabbeinu, you go before Abayashiv, you're going to say, I'm not a kafoy tov, but I can be more inspirational. Who's he going before? He's going before someone who's not necessarily even deserving of any special kavod. That's not what did it for him. Like, you know, you shake before you go in. I remember I went to where Moshe Feinstein once. I was like shaking before I got in. You go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, like, you know, it's like going to speak and to get a bracha in front of the Gadol Hador, it's like you shake. It's not even that is what's doing it. He's going before just the regular Kohen. He's not even deserving of your kavod, other than the fact that Torah says over here, you have to do it, even though you normally wouldn't speak with such kavod before someone of his stature. And just, I guess there are two points. First, the deher that the koach hayetzer, that it could be so strong, Miller, we have to check ourselves. The Deher, we could make so many mistakes as a nation, individually. The Deher, that everything we have is from the Ribono Shel Olam, to try and enunciate each of the chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Whatever hatzlach we're having, well, was it because I'm so great, with to try and hone in to realize that it's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe it's a schus avos, for whatever reason we were zocha to have this tova, whether it be health, family, the ability to be able to learn, to be able to be in yeshiva, to have chaverim, to be able to understand the shir, for every nuance. There are people who can't do the simplest things. Even our yeshiva, one kid can't write, one kid can't read. There's so many different calamities a person can have. And we are, it's so easy to fall into this mode of kochivot tzimyadi. We have to even stop to the hair that it's not kochivot tzimyadi. Even in such a situation, which is almost extreme, and the Rambam says, even if he's a melech gadol b'Yisrael, even if someone who is chashuv, even he has to say it, even he is shayach, a melech gadol b'Yisrael. Oh, you think he for sure has to say it because he might think kochivot tzinyadi, but melech gadol b'Yisrael, he's carrying the Sefer Torah around with him. You know, everyone is susceptible to this. It's like on one side to deher, how susceptible we are, and the other side to deher, it's almost like, so it almost seems like such an easy solution. We have to simply stop, take note, and express the Hakoras HaTov, to express Ribono Shlom, thank you for this, all the little every nuance of our lives. If we just stop and make a list, and simply saying it, just the expression, what's he doing? He's saying it over almost in front of someone who's maybe less stature than himself, possibly. The Melech Yisrael is saying it to some no-name Cohen. Joe Cohen, he's saying it over to. And that's going to combat this possible delusion of Kochivot Tzimyadi, which we know how terrible that could be. A person doesn't inherit the simplest things. It's like kfira. Mamish kfira. Someone who doesn't inherit the neis shebo, and he thinks it was mamish kochi ve'otzim yadi also sachay lezeh. And the way to combat it with something so mundane, so it just shows, first of all, there's not an easy solution. We have a greater obligation to try and combat that, to deher all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us and continues to do for us, to not take those things for granted, and to realize how susceptible we are to falling into this trap.